Hi, everybody. This is Laurie Handlers, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. This is the first Tantra Cafe show on bbsradio.com, and I am really excited to have found a new home for Tantra Cafe. I want to greet you with Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, which means peace, peace, peace. Love to greet people like that. My name is Laurie Handlers, and I'm the host of Tantra Cafe, and I am a Tantra master. I teach Tantra yoga. My company is Butterfly Workshops, and you can check out my website at butterflyworkshops.com. So for tonight's show, before I get started and tell you about how the show works and how it's set up, the format of it, I just want to let you know that you can call in at any time during the show. You can call in toll-free from the USA and Canada at 888-228-4494, or you can call in worldwide at 877-489-6350. Once again, you're listening to Tantra Cafe on bbsradio.com. Also, I just want to mention that you can send a message to me also from your computer while you're listening if you go to the BBS Radio website and you click on BBS Fast Chat. You can find it by looking all the way down in the right column, or you can find it on the page about my program. So, let me tell you a little bit about Tantra Cafe. The format is like this. The beginning of the show, every show, after I introduce the show, I'll give you an appetizer, like as if you were in a cafe. The appetizer will usually be something I will tell you about Tantra to demystify it. A lot of people are not really sure what Tantra is. They heard about tantric sex, but they think it's kind of some esoteric sex practice, and that's pretty much all they know. Maybe they heard about it from Sex in the City, or they heard about it from one of those shows, Real Sex, on HBO, or they heard Sting talk about it, but people really don't know what it is other than they think it's some kind of only sexy thing. So I like to demystify Tantra, which I will, and tell you how much bigger it is than what I just mentioned. And then we move on to our entree, which usually on the show, the entree is my guest. That's like the daily special. And my guests come on and they talk about Tantra. They talk about their connection to it. And that pretty much takes most of the show. We'll also hear some music. I'll always feature some music other than my theme song. I'll feature music from artists that, whose work I use in my workshops at Butterfly Workshops. And then at the end, I like to give you Tantra takeout. So there'll always be a portion that you can take home with you and use at home or use with a friend or whatever. So you have a full menu each time you hear Tantra Cafe. And so tonight, I want to demystify Tantra a little bit and explain it to people. It's the form of yoga that uses sexual energy. It doesn't necessarily mean having sex, although there are some practices that do have to do with sex. But mostly it's using the vital life force and rushing energy, pulling energy through the breath up the body and using it to fuel our intentions, using it to stop the aging process, using it to reduce stress, using it to focus, and we start looking better, feeling better, just fantastic when we're breathing in this manner. So that's a lot about what Tantra is. It's a lot of breath techniques. We're going to do one a little later in the takeout portion. And I also want to I want to compare it to regular yoga. I like to make this comparison because it makes sense to people. So if you were to go to a regular yoga studio or yoga class and take a yoga class, you would be working on strength, stamina, and control when you put your body into postures and you hold it there for a while and you surrender and breathe into the postures. Tantra, on the other hand, is non-postural. So we do a lot of breathing and squeezing of our lower body, the muscles down in the at the floor of the body. We squeeze those muscles and we breathe and we make sounds. And when I say the feminine aspect, Tantra is really used for going out of control and going into chaos and the unknown. So Tantra balances, it just balances whatever the energies are that go from the masculine aspect of control, stamina, and strength to the feminine aspects of chaos and the unknown. And then we have a balanced male and female portions within ourselves. So that's just a little bit about demystifying Tantra for this evening as our appetizer. And we practice it to connect our body, mind, and spirit, because we are all one. All of that is one, rather than being separate. So that's a little bit about Tantra. And now I'd like to move to the main course, the entree, where I'm going to introduce my guest for this evening, for this first show, Michelle Wortman. And before I bring her on, I just want to explain to you who she is. We met in 1998 at a Tantra class, at a first Tantra class, and we've been friends ever since. And now Michelle works with Butterfly Workshops, and often she co-leads courses with me. So Michelle's going to come on the show, and we're going to talk about our experiences with Tantra. Michelle, are you there?
Hi, Laurie. Good evening. Hi, everyone.
I'm so glad to have you on this first show, Michelle.
It's great to be here.
Good. Good. Anything you want to add to that, to the demystifying portion? Anything that you thought about what we might say to people about what Tantra is? Just a little bit right there.
Yeah, just to say a little more about going into the unknown, it really is... it's a freeing place. Always knowing what's next, always, for me, always knowing that I've got things like what's going to happen next after next after next is actually gets boring for me in my life. And I had come to a place where I had, you know, learned a lot about a lot, and I had all the book knowledge. And when I got into Tantra, I know we're going to talk about this a little more as we go, but as I got into Tantra, I found that in the letting go of having to know what was next and actually move through life embracing the unknown, and you know, that's a practice. It didn't happen to me overnight. But to invite the unknown really was more fun. It actually put more fun and juice and aliveness into my life. So I wanted just to say there's more to the unknown, or that the chaos, the movement. The unknown actually is movement for me, and that's what I, just wanted to add to that tonight.
Thank you. That's great. Great. Well, yeah, this is exactly what I want to do for this portion of the show tonight, just add back and forth between us, between the two of us. We know a lot about Tantra, so I figured we'd just share with the audience. We would share what we've experienced. And, oh, by the way, just so everyone knows, I'm in New York State. I'm on Long Island tonight, and Michelle is in North Carolina coming into the show this evening. So I said we met in 1998. You're listening, and just a second, I just want to say to everyone, you're listening to Tantra Cafe on BBS Radio, and now we're coming back to my guest, Michelle Wortman. So Michelle and I met in 1998 in a class. And we both got really, really committed to Tantra and to the practices. And, you know, Michelle, what motivated you to get into Tantra? Like, why? I mean, you said you were bored with life a little bit. Any other particular thing?
Well, yeah, actually, I had been doing a lot of work. I had done a lot of head work where my mind got stimulated and my thoughts, and I had put things in order and let go of a lot of past, I don't know, let's say the psychological stuff that I was being fed. And I'd done a lot of personal transformation work, and I got a call one day from a friend of mine, a mutual friend of Laurie and I, and she said, I found the last thing we're ever going to have to do. And I got all excited. I said, tell me about that. And she said, it's called Tantra, and you become your own guru, and you never have to look outside of yourself again for your own for guidance. And I just said, oh, sign me up. That, it resonated in my body. I actually got a vibe, a vibration, like a tingle, an excitement, a little woo, mm-hmm. about not having to look anymore.
Yeah.
And so that's how I got there. That's how I got there and how when I met you.
Yeah, well, you know, little did we know. I mean, I had no idea when I went to my first workshop. Little did we know that how much we weren't in the body, like how much we weren't listening to our intuition, how much we didn't listen to the signals of, you know, when we were about to be ill or, you know, when, you know, we just didn't listen to the body and how we got into our bodies. We actually live in our lives embodied now. And I had no idea. I had no idea what I was stepping into. And I imagine you had a better setup than I did. Somebody told you this was going to be the last course you ever had to take.
Yeah.
So that's very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
You know, how else, you know, I like to talk about how it's changed and affected my life. For example, for me, I had a big anger slush fund. And I also had a lot of pain in my body. Like body pain everywhere. You once said to me, I think, Laurie, when you walk in a room, the pain walked in first.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember saying that to me, but
yeah.
We can always see the pain on you. And I'm so not that. I'm so not that now. That pain has disappeared. And the anger over time, I have released it through the practices that we learned in Tantra. It's had an amazing effect on my life. Amazing effect on my life. How about you?
Yeah, I find the same thing. I didn't realize how much I was being led by my head. And, you know, reason is a good thing at times. You know, I have to remember that's a stop sign and know that I have to do that. And then there's the stop and go of my life that my body never lies about.
Yeah.
And when I could start to listen to my body, when I actually started to breathe into, down into my body, up into my head, down into my body, up into my head, and do these practices over and over, I found that I was letting go of so much chatter in my head that had me actually confused for being a pretty intelligent woman here and successful in life and relationships seemed to be kind of, you know, pretty good. For the most part, I didn't realize how much my body tells me the truth. And I hear this from our students all the time, that the body stop really tells the truth, and their head got quiet enough to actually listen.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, let me just tell the listeners what they're listening to. You're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And my guest tonight is Michelle Wortman, and we both work at Butterfly Workshops. We do tantric workshops for people. Now, I want to say a little something because I know I teased people before. I was saying a lot about tantric sex. And now we're talking, we're teasing them, we're talking about breaths that we do up and down our body. I like that, though, because maybe they'll stick around to the end of the show. At the end of the show, I'm actually going to teach a breathing practice that people can take home with them. They can do it at home. They can do it while we're on the radio tonight, and they can also do it at home. So we will keep you in mystery just a little bit longer, but towards the end of the show, we're going to teach you something called charging breath with transmutation. So let me just talk a little bit about this sex thing. You know, like, Tantra's actually kind of gotten a bad rap because people are using it now as a buzzword for every kind of thing that has to do with sex on the internet, and a lot of the things people are doing is not Tantra. So Tantra comes originally from Egypt and then moved over into India and where it flourished, and it's really based on some ancient esoteric practices which have to do with balancing polarities, actually eliminating polarities, so making the masculine and the feminine that's present in all of us, like kind of marrying it together so that we have it both within ourselves and it's balanced. And then it, Tantra also takes the polarities of evil and good and brings it into the middle. In Tantra, there isn't any good or bad. There's just kind of what is. We start to get very more objective about our lives. Oh, I see we have a caller. We have a caller. Can we bring the caller in? Hello?
Hello? Lori, this is Jeannie, and I have taken a lot of your classes and Michelle's classes.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. Yeah, this is so funny to hear you on the radio. I always think you're made for the radio, just your voice. But I was thinking today, I was having this miserable day, and I felt like so tense, and I thought, I have to do some breathing. And I sat down, and I thought, I'm just going to do 21 of these breaths. And I started, and while my mind was going, no, I really don't want to do this. Oh, the chakras and the squeezing and the breathing. Each time I did it, it got just better and better. And by the time I had done 21 of them, I thought, wow, I feel so different. I couldn't even believe that I would feel different and that I would get there. And then I did another 21.
And wow, gee, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I felt great. I felt great, and I felt very sexual, too, I have to tell you.
Well, that's great. Well, that's it. You felt turned on. That's your vital life force racing through you, but you weren't having sex. You were breathing.
No, I was just breathing, and the whole time I was thinking, oh, my God, how many more do I have to go? But as it went on, it just gets better and better. And by the time I finished, I wasn't tense. In fact, I was feeling fabulous, really good.
That is wonderful. Jeannie, thanks so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Really good to hear you talk about this.
Very, very good. Very good. Well, yeah, Michelle and I are just talking about how it's affecting our lives in a couple of minutes, we're going to be playing some music. So anything else about that? How's the rest of your day gone as far as that energy?
That's gone great. I just feel like I'm this fabulous woman on the planet.
Well, fantastic, Jeannie. So let me tell the listeners that you've taken every single course that we offer at Butterfly Workshops, and you're living proof that that what we teach, that the breathing and the focus and attention on the practices work. And you know what? When I first started in Tantra, I didn't even believe it. I didn't believe a word of it, but I'm living proof also.
I see it. I see it in you. And it just inspires me just to try it. And it keeps opening up for me. And today it was a big one, because I didn't think I could feel any different. I thought I was working on the computer and getting totally confused. Oh, so thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Okay,
all right. Well, we're going to share just a little bit more, and in a second we'll be hearing some music. So, Jeannie, thanks for calling in.
All right.
Okay. Bye. So you're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment on bbsradio.com. And I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. I'm here with my guest, Michelle Wortman, and we're talking about how Tantra has changed and affected our lives. And in a moment, when we come back, we're going to be talking about some of our favorite practices. But right now, we're going to hear a piece of music. The music you've just been listening to is a piece called Prayer for the Warriors, and it's recorded by Sophia on her CD called Return. And Sophia is a friend of mine, and she's a very, very tantric singer and musician, very talented, and she's been around the tantra circles for a very long time. So you just heard Prayer for the Warriors, and you heard some of our favorite lyrics, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Michelle, want to talk about that a little bit? I know it's one of your tops.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites from the very beginning for, you know, the last 10, 11 years. This was one of the first mantras that resonated with me. The ah sound in the mantras, Om Namo Bhagavate, the ah is always the sound of the heart. It resonates in the heart energy center of the body, what we call the chakras. So it resonated, and loosely translated from Sanskrit, because the syllables are in the ancient Sanskrit language. Loosely translated, it means as above, so below, that I may see the divine in everyone and everything. And so whatever we individually feel the above is, whether it's my higher wisdom or God or divine or universe, whatever it is that I call that connected place of infinite wisdom, that's what it is. So above there in that, so I want in my body, my heart, my soul, my mind. And this is why I would meditate with these particular syllables that resonate in my heart and my head.
That's beautiful, Michelle. You know, you just reminded me that, you know, we practice Tantra so that we can have heaven on earth in our bodies now. So as above, so below, seeing the divine, feeling the divine embodied. Beautiful. Really beautiful.
Yeah, I also want to say, too, that as much as this is a spiritual work that this practice I do by myself, I mean, we do it in group at times when we're all together, but this is one that I do by myself. When I start to feel this calm. Jeannie talked about it in the last segment when she called in about, you know, here was this confusion she was having for the day, and she sat down and she did her breaths. And I will do the same at times, my breath with this particular mantra, and then I can actually interact with my beloved or you, my beloved partner, or my, you know, my husband or my friends, my family, in a way that I'm actually seeing that divinity, that it resonates from me now, too. So I can take it into, like I said, my work life or my home life or my sex life or the grocery store and be vibrating in this like community or communing with others in a very different way.
Well, you know, you've just brought up another principle of Tantra, which is that we see the other as divine, as God or goddess. And our life with them actually becomes a prayer. So it's like we picture the other. In the art of tantric lovemaking, we see our partner inside of our mind, in our mind's eye or our third eye, we see our partner as God or goddess. And that's what we focus on,
yeah,
rather than, you know, and take it into us.
Yeah, I get to laugh, but it's really hard to, like, scream at like the God standing in front of me, telling him what an idiot he is for whatever goofy thing that the guy just did, you know?
Yeah, it's a whole different fight. It takes fighting to another level when we see each other as gods and goddesses. You just can't have the same fights as you used to have.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, something I wanted to say about what Jeannie said on her call before, when she changed her whole mood by breathing. You know, I always say in the classes that I teach, you know, you're going to breathe anyway, so you might as well breathe and squeeze. You might as well breathe and make yourself happy. Use breath consciously, and that's exactly what Tantra is about. And as when we wind the show down and we teach people the charging breath, you know, then I'm going to charge you all with doing this breath and making yourself happy. So we're going to breathe anyway. We might as well breathe consciously. We might as well breathe and squeeze. Let me see if we could talk a little bit about some of our, like a favorite. You just talked about actually a favorite practice. You said you like to use this mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So
yeah.
chanting mantras seems like it might be a favorite practice of yours. Anything else?
Yeah. I like the dancing. I like the dancing to different to release tension, and I can do that by myself or with a partner. But mostly, in our society, we dance for others. We go to the dance places, and we dance, and we show our feathers, and we do our thing. You know, like in the world, we dance to attract a partner. When I dance alone, it's for me. I dance for whatever purpose I choose. So that unknown place, like no one's watching. That old the saying, dance as if no one's watching.
Yeah, dance like nobody's watching. Yeah, yeah. That's good. That's
and
really
so
good.
To put on music that opens my heart, that makes me feel good, and then to dance for, and some days it's to release tension, and some days it's just to move my body, and some days it's to get divinely inspired. But I have found over the years of doing these practices that the dance, whether it's the rigorous primitive dance or a flowing goddess dance or whatever it is for that time, actually moves me from one place to another, as much as the breathing does, as much as the singing mantras does.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, this is what I'm going to do now. I'm going to teach this breath. This will become the Tantra takeout portion, Tantra to go. I'm going to teach this so people can do it, and then I'm going to make some announcements about some upcoming things. You're listening to Tantra Cafe, by the way. This is Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Hamlers, your host. This is bbsradio.com. You can call in on any number of numbers, but the toll-free numbers I'll give you are 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. You can call in worldwide on that second number. You can always message me in BBS Fast Chat, and you can send an email to me at laurie@butterflyworkshops.com. So if everyone out there listening would get themselves sitting straight on the floor or in a chair, even if, I don't think if you're driving, you probably have the computer on, so I'll erase that. But get yourself straight in a chair so that your back is straight, and you can sit cross-legged, or you can sit with your legs straight out or down from the chair. And I'd like you to start squeezing two sets of muscles. I'd like you to squeeze your anal sphincter muscles, which are the muscles in and around the anus. And at the same time, I'd like you to squeeze your PC muscles, which are your pubococcygeal muscles. So just squeeze those muscles together. Some people know this as Kegels, Kegel exercises. So I'd like you to just squeeze them gently. Squeeze them, squeeze them, squeeze them, squeeze them. And now keep squeezing as I talk to you. Just get into some beat with it, a coordination. And now we're going to coordinate the exhale. So as we squeeze, and I'm squeezing now, and squeezing now, squeezing now, as we squeeze, I'm going to start exhaling at the same time, making the ch sound. So it's going to sound like this. Ch, 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 ch. And as you squeeze, you make that ch sound. So, Michelle, you make the ch sound so I can keep talking and people can squeeze along with you. And I'm going to keep talking. Michelle's going to keep squeezing and making the sound in the background. And everybody make that sound. Keep going. Good. And now we're going to change the ch sound to ooh,
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 ooh, ooh. And ooh is the sound of the sex chakra, so we're connecting our sex to sound. Ooh, Keep squeezing on the Now we're going to change to the heart sound.
Ah.
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 Squeezing.
Ah.
Ah. All we're doing is building a charge, a sexual charge in our own bodies.
Ah.
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 Ah. Now we're going to alternate the sound. Ooh. Ah.
Ah.
Ooh.
Ah.
Ooh.
Ah.
Ooh. Ah.
Ah.
And now we're going to get faster. Everybody just go fast, fast, fast. Ooh. Ah. Ooh. Ah.
Ooh.
Ah.
Ooh.
Ah. Ooh.
Ah.
Ah.
Ah. Ah.
Ah. Ah. Ah. Ah. Keep squeezing. Squeezing. Ooh. Ah. 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 Now squeeze tight and breathe up through the nose as tight as you can, and squeeze tight every single muscle in the body as tight as you can. And now take a sniff through the nose and hold it. And now take a big exhale through the mouth and let all the energy down. Ah. And take another big inhale through the nose and tighten every muscle in the body, including those sphincter muscles. And hold it. And then take a sniff. And hold it. And then release that energy down, all the way down again. Ah. We're sniffing the sexual energy all the way up the body. And then we're releasing it back down again. One more time. Inhale big through the nose. Tighten every single muscle in the body as tight as you can. Tight, 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 especially those PC and sphincter muscles. And hold it. Take a sniff. Up to the third eye, all the way up to the crown. And hold it. And then really big release. Let the energy back down again, all the way down to the bottom. And keep your eyes closed and just notice how you feel. Notice in your body any sensations that may have changed as a result. Notice the bottom, all the way down to the bottom. Notice your sex area, if anything's sort of come alive there. Notice your belly. If there feels like there's kind of some room in there, some place, some space that wasn't there before, notice your heart, your heartbeat, and your lungs, if they feel somewhat expanded. Notice your throat. And then notice with your eyes closed inside what we call the third eye, the space right between the eyebrows, a little bit up. Just notice if you see any colors. And notice above and around the head if you just feel more space there. Just notice. We've just done what's called charging breath when we did the ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. We built a charge in our bodies with our sexual energy, and then we transmuted the energy. We pulled the energy up, the whole body, all the way up with a sniff, and then we held it, and then we let it down. Ah. All the way back down again. So we transmuted, we changed the state of the sexual energy from base and below and sexual rooted energy all the way up to heaven energy through the heart, through the other parts of the body, and then we let it down again. So we changed its state and we brought it back down. And what we were doing there is just kind of combining earth energy, connecting earth energy to heaven energy and bringing it down. Heaven in our own bodies. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. How do you feel, Michelle?
I'm happy.
Good. I'm happy, too. You're going to breathe anyway, so you might as well breathe and squeeze. That's what we love to say. Make ourselves happy. That's one of my favorite practices, just doing a very fast charging breath with transmutation. I do it when I'm in traffic, if I'm getting annoyed. I also do it when I'm falling asleep at the wheel. I just do it whenever. I just do it to make myself happy. So, let's see. That's how somebody can get started in Tantra. They can start to breathe and squeeze, and they can do a charging breath, and they can transmute. And other than that, let's see. Let me just say some other ways you can get started. If you happen to be in the New York area, I'm going to be appearing at the Yoga and Raw Food Expo this weekend, Friday night, June 6th and the 7th and the 8th at the New Yorker Hotel in New York City. I'd love you to come visit my booth, booth 433. You can email me at laurie@butterflyworkshops.com to find out more about that. Later in the month, June 28th, I'll be doing a Moving Through Anger with Tantra Techniques workshop in New York, and the next day I'll be doing our Bliss Beginner Tantra course, also in New York, June 29th. And I just want to also let people know that there'll be Beginner's Tantra Intensives in Minneapolis in July, in Philadelphia in September, and in upstate New York in September as well. So there are plenty of places to try and connect with Butterfly Workshops Tantra.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, one other thing. Oh, yeah, I want to let people know also if they'd like to go to India. I'll be doing an Indian tour, tantric tour, the heart of India, with myself as your guide, starting November 19th. And if you'd like more information about that, please also write to me at laurie@butterflyworkshops.com, or you can call me directly at 202-686-7440. But feel free to call into the station. It would be really great to hear from you. Really, really great to hear from you. So let's see. What else do I want to tell you about tonight? Let's give people a sense of maybe a book or a film that they can use to get started in Tantra as well. I love Dr. Judy's book, Dr. Judy Koryansky's Complete Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex. I think that's a good one. And
I just like the name.
What, The Complete Idiot's Guide?
Yeah. I think that it's interesting. I think most people think they have a thought about it, and once they sit down and do it, it's not so foreign. Their body, most everyone, I actually don't know anyone who hasn't found a powerful connection to their breath when they do it, if they just sit down and allow it to come in, and they find out they're really not idiots. They're really not idiots.
They're not complete idiots anyway.
Not complete. Right.
They're not totally idiotic.
Right.
No, but that's a really good book. That's like an encyclopedia of Tantra.
Yeah, it is.
And,
it is.
You know, the truth is that I think that people need a coach. I think people need to go to a Tantra class to learn Tantra. I really do think that they do. At first, and then they can get books that reinforce what they learned. That's my opinion, and
I'm
sticking to it.
There's something pretty powerful about having your butt in the chair. You know,
Put
your butt in the chair and have the experience of it in your body with someone who has spent years and years doing it, and then to have your book to fill in other pieces or to expand, that's great. I'm in full agreement with you.
Right. Well, also, another thing, I remember in our beginning, when we first started Tantra, I heard about this film that people could still get. They could rent it from their local, you know, whatever they get, Netflix or Blockbuster or whatever. And that's it's a film that's about 8, maybe it's 10 years old already. And it's called simply Bliss. And it stars Terrence Stamp, and it's a really great story. It never made it to the Academy Awards or anything, but it's a very great film about a couple that's in trouble, and they just get married, and as they get more intimate there, and as their sex life progresses, the newlywed wife pulls herself away from her partner, and he doesn't understand what's happening. And actually, she's having flashbacks of abuse, of sexual abuse, and of course, she doesn't tell him. And they both find their way to Terrence Stamp, who plays this amazing Tantra master in the movie Bliss. So I highly recommend that. I think that's a good, often I recommend that in my classes to people to get, especially if one partner comes to take the course and their partner doesn't come. And they want to be able to tell their partner about Tantra and what they've learned. I usually say just rent the movie Bliss. It's very entertaining and it really does show you breathing and squeezing practices. And then some. So that's really pretty good. And, of course, people can order my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, where I talk a lot about what I learned since teaching Tantra. You know, it's not so much a Tantra primer as it is kind of me saying, you know, this happened to me and then this happened to me and this is amazing, this happened. And also there's an interview, there are interviews with a whole bunch of students in there about what's happened for them. So that's fun, too. They can get that on my website, butterflyworkshops.com. There's also some films on my website. There's a film with there's a television interview with another host from BBS Radio, Alan Steinfeld, and where we demystify Tantra. And then there's the Bliss video that people can watch something of. So there's a lot of resources for people, and I'm going to try to give people other books each week, so they know, you know, so they kind of know. You know, they can start building their library or whatever. But I really do think people need to find a teacher and a class near them.
Yeah, I think that's a great start.
Yeah, I think that's how to get started. What people should look for in a teacher, I think they should look that to make sure that they're teacher is actually practicing and doing the practices. I think that's pretty important, and that they feel safe with a Tantra teacher, whether they have individual private sessions or whether they go to a class. The space, the container, and space of the course should feel safe, or they should not stay. I think that's pretty important when we're talking about Tantra.
Yeah, I would say the beginning classes should should resonate with your value system. You know, to go in with open-minded, of course, and with exploration in mind of Tantra, and yet to be comfortable and to really look at and see if your motives for learning are jiving with what they're actually giving you, like to eat while you're there, to take in.
Yeah, you know, I didn't say what Tantra meant. That just reminded me when you said that about your values and when you're being nourished. So Tantra literally means to weave. And you're weaving an expanded awareness through body, mind, and spirit. It's really, really, and when you say Tantra yoga, yoga means to join. So you're joining your body, mind, and spirit together, and you're joining your polarities. You're bringing them more into the center, kind of like less schizophrenic, if you will, kind of like less divided and more centered in self, more grounded in self. So that's what Tantra literally means, to weave those things, and the effects are to be more grounded and to be more focused and actually to be happier.
And if you're not getting happy, what's the point?
Yeah, for me, if it's not fun, I don't even want to do it.
Yeah.
So it has to be fun or else it's definitely not worth it.
Yeah. So, Lori, I do want to say something. I don't know if we've actually said that Tantra doesn't have to be done with a partner. And that's another indicator when you're looking for a Tantra teacher or a community of Tantricas, that if they're pushing partnership, that's not it. Tantra happens
right.
within you. And then you
right.
choose if you want to take these practices to enhance your sex life or your other intentions in life. Do you want to say something more about that?
Yeah, I think that, first of all, we just did Tantra on the air. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. You know, and I don't have a partner here. There's no partner. I did it with you. You're in North Carolina. I'm in New York.
Yeah.
You know, and we're doing it to cyberspace and, broadcasting. Tantra is for me to yoke my body, mind, and spirit and make myself whole. And I am my own beloved as a result of practicing Tantra for over 10 years. I've been teaching Tantra now for 10 years. That's amazing. I'm united inside. I'm whole. I am my own beloved. And if I have a partner, like I'm not married, I'm not in a relationship. Michelle is married, so she has a partner, and you know, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Sometimes they practice Tantra together and sometimes they don't. But I practice it with myself, and I look at having a partner as a gift, you know, like an unexpected gift. And I have practiced before with a partner who was, you know, my then life partner and who isn't anymore. So it's not, it's really for me. And I feel for you. I mean, I feel like I know you well enough to say it's really for you. And if you practice with a partner, you do. And if you don't, you don't. But you can certainly practice Tantra. So I invite everyone to try it. I invite everyone. I don't wait for to have to get a partner to try it. You know, like actually if you practice Tantra with yourself, you might attract a very different kind of a partner if you're looking for someone. And by the way, you don't have to have a particular sexual preference. We've had people in our classes who are everything. You know, we've had gay, straight, bi, trans, every kind of thing, every kind of person that walks has been in our courses. And they all come away with a tremendous gift for themselves. So I invite you. I welcome you. Michelle, thanks so much for mentioning that. I invite you to yoke your body, mind, and spirit together and expand your awareness by practicing breathing and squeezing with us and by tuning into this show, Tantra Cafe, on bbsradio.com every single week. By the way, the show is broadcast live at 9:55 on Wednesdays, and then it's rebroadcast on Sundays. Oh, well, that's East Coast time, 9:55. It's 6:55 Pacific Coast time, and then again, it's rebroadcast. The same show that we record on Wednesdays is rebroadcast on Sundays, 3 p.m. East Coast time, noon Pacific time. And I really invite you to come to the show, listen to the show, call in, and bring your friends. Tell your friends about it. Email your friends and let them know.
We're talking Tantra, baby.
I just want to find out where we're going. Like, I think we'll be signing off any second. So I just want to say to you again, thank you for being here. Michelle, thank you so much for being here on my first show on BBS Radio. It feels so great to me to be back on the air and be live, be able to take call-ins and take chat room. This is Tantra Baby. This is Tantra Baby. So thank you so much. This is Laurie Handlers, your host
of Tantra Cafe, signing off. Michelle Wortman, thank you so much for being my guest.
You're welcome. Thank you. It's always my pleasure.
And thank you to BBS Radio. Thank you to my producer, Seth. This has been a real joy. I thank you so much. Namaste, everybody. Ooh, ah.
Breathe anyway. Good night.
Good night.